if everyone who is able to verify the signature of the signatory had been eager to help out and to be cooperative, then there wouldn't be any problem in finding Kiel. It's no problem. But the trouble is that the average person is not willing to cooperate. And if he has something else to do, he's not going, you know, to neglect any of his things, of his routine. So if he expects to go to a certain place, he's not going to refrain from going to that place on account of the problem in connection with the Kiyum Haget. But if a person is eager to, if he feels involved and he's eager to cooperate, then he'll always find an opportunity to come, even though he's busy. So even though in Chutz La'aretz is an Eid Mitzvah L'Kali, so Meila, this is what Rashi says, if it's Asur betraying, so they were already involved with this get. So Meila, they will feel a certain responsibility. They will not say, well, we have to go this place today, and next place tomorrow, and the third place. The third day, we are never busy, we are never free, because they will feel a certain responsibility. Masha'in ki shnayim la'ashuk. So there were heavy 1,000 excuses as to why they're not available. All right, I mean, this is the Baal Bakish Teretz, but this is the Teretz and Rashi. Unfortunately, the Asur betray the Amre Shabbal Shochot. The Surim Mehemel Leimah Mishrachtim. The Hoch Amal Mekan. Shnai Mitzrich Leimah Mifalei Dechta. Umay Yuyim Mifalei Nigir Shoh. Mili Mehemne. Ulhai Mechashinon Shem Mehechtim. Bimei Zitidim Surim. The Mistome. Kim Dishonach Loget. So the Rebbe says that the reason as to why Asur betray, according to Rove, we don't have to say b'fanelechtam, because if two shluchim deliver the get and they say that they were shluchim, so the mele, they are certainly nemon. I mean, nothing is better than the testimony of two eidim. So even if the Baal will come and he'll say, no, I never sent them, the Baal will not be trusted. We won't pay any attention to the Baal, because we have agoded by two eidim that the Baal did send them. Once we know that the Baal cannot say, I didn't send them, so then we don't have to worry. Maybe it is mizuyah. Because who would mizayv it? Who would be mizayv it? The Baal certainly wouldn't be mizayv. The Baal certainly wouldn't be mizayv. But like this, we have to be afraid, maybe the one who delivered the get, maybe he was misaligned. This is the pshat we have to say in the Rebbe. Maybe the one who delivers the get, maybe he was misaligned. But if two deliver the get, and they say, they testify that they were appointed shluchim, so the melee, we know that the Baal sent the get. So then, what's the other possibility? So now the possibility that unless the shliach was mizayim to get is out. What's the possibility? Maybe the Baal himself forged it. So the rivoshiti is, I mean, at that point, the Raibed is chedik. The rivoshiti is that we don't have to be chishish unless the Baal was mizayim it. Because whenever we are chishish from mizuyim, let's say, I mean, according to most rishonim who are chilek on the sheet of the Ri, so if a shtar voye is produced against Yoshim, against the Kuches, against the Leim Shalim Befonov, then we Kibbeslin is not gaining. Why we are Cheshish Mizuyim? We are Cheshish Mizuyim. So what's the Chashash? The Chashash is, who was Mizayevet? Maybe the Malbe was Mizayevet, the so-called Malbe, the alleged Malbe. Maybe he was Mizayevet. He has a motive. In being misaligned. So the Mele, let's say, Taisa says that the reason as to why an Isha can get married without being Mikhail the get is because Mishum Duma Kulab Rabbon. But if not for Ikunia Kulab Rabbon, then an Isha wouldn't be allowed to get married unless she's Mikhail the get. Why? Because over there too, we would be Cheshish. Maybe the Isha herself forged the get. She has a motive. She wants to get married to somebody else. So that could be the motive. But and let's say when he's an alleged malve produces ishtar, so then he has to be mekayem it, because we are cheshish. Maybe this alleged malve was Messiah of the Shnach. Or let's say, when an alleged Mikabu Matone, or the Keach, produces Ishtar Mechira, Ishtar Matone, so then he has to be Mikayim the Shnach, Mechira Ishtar Matone. Because we are Hishish, maybe the alleged Mikabu Matone, the alleged Rikeach, was forged the Shnach. He has a motive. But in the case where one Shia delivers the get, so we do not have any absolute proof that he was the Shliach. That he is the Shliach. So maybe we are change, maybe the Baal will show up later and he'll be saying that I never appointed this fellow as a Shliach. He is a very fraudulent person. He's a very fortunate person. I never appointed him as a Shliach. I never executed the get. And all that was done by this so-called Shliach. So we are Hashish. Masha'im came with two Shluchim delivered again. And they testify before us that, they were appointed Shluchim. That they were appointed Shluchim. So Mimele, we know already that he is a Shliach. Because you don't have Al Pidin, there is no better proof. Can I go and say this? So let's consider Al Pidin as a conclusive proof beyond the shadow of a doubt. So Mimele, if the Baal will come, what do we say? I never appointed them. We'll just laugh at the Baal. I mean, we won't pay attention to what the Baal says. So Mimele, he cannot be Nahaleel. So why should we require the two shluchim to say v'nechtam v'nechtam? The whole purpose of the requirement is to ward off an evil, to preclude an evil by the Baal. But in this case, where two shluchim testified, we have conclusive proof that they were designated the shluchim. So what's the chshoshe? What he can still say? Maybe the chshoshe, maybe the Baal himself forged. Why should the Baal forge? If the Baal wants to get rid of his wife, all he has to do is just to give her a get. He doesn't have to forge a get. He can give her a genuine get. He doesn't have to forge chassidus ha'ini. So there is no motive. So maybe we don't have to be chish. This is what he says. Ulhaimi chashinu shem ha'achtim u'meizi din psulim. The mistomik kim di shalach la'get kidim ha'asei din nechosh la'achshem. Anyway, so Teisa says, and that's the sheet of most Hashemim, that once we know that the Baal appointed the Shliach, so then we don't have to worry. Maybe the Baal forged the Eidim. That's the sheet of the Rebbe and the sheet of most Hashemim. However, the Eidim is fair. Now turn to the Asogis Arayim and Levi. The first Asogis Arayim. The first Arayim here. Under. Oy mom al shtayn nu get li ish di mom al seife ya vi kosa vleidi im khismu u vi kholayn u aget poso vi men kim shmo kol shi shim kim vi kholayn so the same kasha the things he says why does rabbe veish in jaws vi shmo that so many psoi if someone is ignorant if someone is not hobbits he doesn't know anything and if he knows everything I mean in the chazgeresh so why does he mention jaws vi shmo וכן לרוב אדם אלף שנצאים לקיימי, עלי להדלתו כמו יחוש, וגם שלום לשמו, ובשכל ספר עליונים, הוינו בשיר לכם ידיהם מכתבתי סיכים, ותופן, פקיד מי מרשום צריכים לקיימי ונצאים לקיימי, והוא בו מעל יום קלפלייסו, עד הכושר, כי אם שאימא השליח הבא על נוסנו לי, חוסום, מה יהיו הוא יוכל הבא לערער? ועל יוכל אין הרואי שזה יפועי סי כי זהו עירו שוקרש לא ראשים, המזוי איפה זה? וזה ניוח לאימא, ולאבו לאימא, בפולי נחתם, בפולי נחתם. So the kasha v'raivet, the kasha v'raivet, in other words, first he mentions the kasha, why will he mention only Lishmo? Why don't we mention the other person? So then he says, that ilach rame, אם נבקים לשמו כל שכן שנבקים בחולים. It's enough. And then he says, but Rabbi is not chesish for Shalom Lishmo. He's not chesish for Shalom Lishmo. He's not chesish for any other person. Because people know, suffering know the dinim of Gerash. But Rabbi is chesish, because maybe the Baal Kam will be married. So then it will be Mikalpolis. So now he has the kasha. So according to Rabbi, why did the Chachomim have to be misaki? That he should say before the Nechta, before the Nechta, in order to preclude the Yehu of the Baal, let the Chachomim require the Shliach to testify that he was appointed Shliach. So once we know that he was appointed Shliach, so the Mele, there is nothing to worry about. What should we worry? Like this, you see, the Shita Sarayvad is, the Raivad is chen kantinsis on the Rambam. The Shita Sarayvad is that if a woman produces a get, whether it's a chutz l'aretz or an Eretz Yisrael, she cannot get married unless she's becoming married. So, very achishish, because the woman has a motive, has a possible motive. Maybe she doesn't like her husband. And she wants to get married to somebody else. So maybe she forged the get. So the woman has a possible motive. But if the Shliach says, I was appointed as the Shliach of this get, so he'll be Nemor. Now if he's Nemor, so we know that he was appointed by the Baal. So then, and this get is given by the Shliach, and the Shliach is Nemor, that it was given to him by the Baal, so there is nothing to be afraid of. Who forged the Isha? We see that the Shliach handed it over to the Isha. It's not that the Isha produces a get to us, and we don't know how it came into the hands of the Isha. Here we know that it's coming into the hands of the Isha from the Shliach's hands. So what is there to be afraid of? As long as the Shliach says he is a Shliach, so we know that the Isha certainly didn't forge it. The Isha certainly didn't forge it. So maybe what is there to be afraid of? This is kasha. Ato kosher, kim shiim ha'ashmich ha'bal mosn l'chosum, ma'iru yochla ba'al le'areh, v'al yochla ima lo isha zifaisi, ki zehu iru shokol ha'shkores, shiim ha'mizuyefu, v'zeh miyochla ima, ולא מולים למה ונחת ונחת ובירושלמי מקשה נכו שלימה השם הבאים עם פסולים חוסמי. So ירושלמי raises the question, let's say, why aren't we afraid? Maybe the Baal deliberately put down, told Eilim Psulim to sign the get in order to harm the woman. Not maybe. So true, even in other words, Even if we are Mikayim, as he was saying, but maybe so. So what do we know? That this is the genuine signature of the purporting signatories. But that's the raya that they are in sharing. Maybe the Eidim Hussain are showing. Maybe the Eidim Hussain are first cousins of the husband, or first cousins of the wife. They are claiming. I mean, there could be all kinds of suing. And maybe the husband deliberately tried to get Eidim Psulim as signatories in order to harm the wife because he's angry at her. There's the Yerushalmi discussion. So the Yerushalmi is the Teretz of Yerushalmi Mark Shemei Choshleim Vashem Abim Psulim Chosmei Umishame in the Choshem Mikal Kolo Bini Shomayim בבס מוחו של ניכר כזו, מתייחשים בו ואיר הריאו לי ביטו, אף הוא מחס לבינים כשאין אלים. So that words, that even if the husband
is motivated by hatred towards his wife. I mean, it could be hatred that he hates his wife, because for Raya he divorced her. So we could be hatred that he hates his wife intensely. But even if he entertains hatred towards his wife, so he can only be hatred the husband that he will do something to be mikalkal or be bezdin, but not to be mikalkal or be nishamai. In other words, he might do something in order that bezdin should think that she is not migrashis, in order that bezdin should give her trouble. If bezdin will think that she is not migrashis, then bezdin will not let her get married, and then she'll stay in agune. So then he'll have the come against his wife. But if he knows that he cannot prevail upon bezdin, that bezdin should believe him, and he is not going to try to do something to be mikalkal her b'dinei shamayim. In other words, let's say, in other words, if we are mikayim the get, so then the husband knows that even if he'll be ma'arim and he'll come to bezdin and say, this get was forged, the chzira was forged, bezdin will not pay attention to him. So what will bezdin do? Bezdin will tell the wife, go ahead, you can get married. Never mind what your husband says, that it's forged. So Mele, he is not going to do something that will make her an ishishis within the shemayim. In other words, let's say, if he will deliberately tell craving first cousins of his to sign the get, so then, so within the shemayim, she will still remain an ishishis. He's not going to do that, because whom way? Because since the woman is going to get married anyway, so what will he gain from the fact that b'dinei shamayim she will remain an ishishish? If he thinks, if the husband thinks that b'dinei odom she'll be treated as an ishishish, then because of malice and hatred, he might come and say it was misery. But once he knows that Bezdin will not pay attention to his ill, then he's not going to be machtim eidim psum. Uvirshal memak sheneichu shleim ha-shem eidim psum chosme. Umshal lechosh lekao dine shemayim. Bi Bezdin lechosh lekao dvo. But, miteich shim bo v'ir el nuhu im putu, but lafu mechas le meidim shem. Veine machta, lifi shoyom hu, mipnichshad el mufni toes, lifi shem pkim bidigduke gidim. עתו אם אנו רעימה, אלו ככל ניסן החשושס, שכוספנו לרבו, אינו מיצויים ואין לבאו בהם הלוי, אבל שלוי נשמור, מפני שהסינפרים כוספים, תאיף סיגיתנו שטורס, כדי שיהיו בכל הצורך להם. So at first he has the kashe, why does Rabbi mention only שלוי נשמור? Why doesn't he mention that episode? So then he says, that אם נפקים לשמור, כל שני שנפקים לכל אלו. So we could say that in Hanan, maybe it's love dafkel shalom lishmo. Maybe it means any other person. But then, after mentioning the Yerushalmi, he says no. That when Rabbi says shalom lishmo, he really means shalom lishmo. But then you ask, Monefshech, if they are ignorant, so this ignorant of the other person also. So he says, kiokolis nachshosh kosam leRabbo einu mitzuyim vein libar be'manoi. אבל שלוים לשמוע מפני שהסיפרים קייסבים תאיף סגיתנו אשתורס כדי שיהיו בכל הצורך להם וימצא אדום המזומן על זה חושש רבים שלוים לשמוע שמה הסיפרים נבוקי וכוסף התאיפס והטירף כדרכי ונוסנו לזה ונוסנו לזה. In other words, because in other words, we are only chishes, usually the outcome, but there is a muted and muted. So Mimele, we are Heishesh, maybe the Sefer who was in Iboki, in other words. So the Sefer that is in Iboki, he wrote that get and Shalom Lishmo. So the question arises, Monefshech. So we are Heishesh for the Sefer that's in Iboki. So let us be Heishesh for that absolute too. So the Raivet means this. You see, it's true, there is a miute de miute of suffering. What suffering means? Suffering means anyone who knows how to write. So there is in Mute the Mute of suffering, we know how to write the mechanics of writing a get, but, and who are very ignorant, who don't know anything, but for other psalmim we don't have to be chayshish, because the one sefer who is an amoretz, he knows in his heart that he's an amoretz, so he wouldn't dare write the get without inquiring from another sefer who knows the limit. So true, he knows the mechanics of writing the get, but the one who is an amoretz, who doesn't know the dinim, he can fool other people, but in his heart he knows that he doesn't know the dinim of Gerashim. So Meile, he is not going to write the get, that sefer who doesn't know, until he first finds out what are the dinim of get. But, so Meile, vis-a-vis other psalmim, we don't have to be chesh, vis-a-vis other psalmim. Because even that sefer, who is a moretz, he will not try the get until he inquires from others how he have to try the get. So he'll know. But vis-a-vis shalom lishmo, because if it happened, let's say, that a particular sefer who is a moretz already prepared before in order to learn the mechanics of writing, so he thought of a certain name. Yesid ben Shimon, Migarish, Ishtei, Leye Basruvei, and so in other words, he knew that only to train himself, just for practice. And then, if a husband came and said, he placed an order, he wants to divorce his wife, and he told the sefer to write, and then the sefer looks at his file, he sees, he has the right name. So he's not going to find out from other suffering while on them, because it fits his convenience as far as other psalmim are concerned. So since he has to write again, he has to do some work, some melee, he'll spend more time and he'll inquire from other suffering. But as far as Shalom Bishmo is concerned, he's not going to, he has already made the get. So the melee, he's not going, so why should he spend more time in finding out from other suffering of the dinim of Gerashim when he has a get ready made? So that's why we have to be chayshish. So shema asefer liboki because vateifes vaterech kedarke vinosno hibri kvor porak nidas rabe mashu shoma odvor gam nidas rabe neima shemo yovi adbaro viyarer viyema מפני לחץ, the pressure, השליח לא ימוצוסי מפני, because of the necessity of getting a שליח, לא ימוצוסי אידי מזמוני, וחוספתי איסום בכסב יודי, בשם אידי, ואי סיסוב בו שהוא כושר, וחכי לידו לי שהוא פוסו, לפיכך צורך לימא בפולנחת ובפולנחת. So the Ravitz here says just the reverse of the report. The report says that we are not chayshish less the Baal bin Aref, that he himself forged the Eidim. Let's say the names of the signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So we are not chayshish, the divorce says, we are not chayshish less the Baal bin Aref and say, I forged the Eidim. The Ravitz says, no, this is exactly what we are afraid of. Lest the Baal will come and be Aref and he'll say, true, I sent the Shliach, but I forged the Chesimus Eidim. So then everybody will say to him, how can you be such a terrible person? Why did you forge Eidim? So he'll say, he'll give an excuse. In his mind, it will be a good reason. He said, because it was very difficult for me, there was such a shortage of Shluchim. It was practically impossible for me to find a Shliach who will take the gate to Eretz Yisrael from this yard. And then finally, I found one person who was ready to go to Eretz Yisrael from this yard. So I couldn't spend any time finding these signatories and tell them to sign, and I know their signature, so I forged it. And he thinks that there's nothing wrong if he did it under pressure, because there was a shortage of shluchim. So the reason is why, as to why we are afraid, is not that we are afraid lest the shliach fall. No, we are not afraid lest the shliach falls in. But we are afraid lest the Baal come and he'll be Maharia, that he himself falls. Just the reverse of what the Rebbe says. So he says, "Tamidas Rabbi Neimar, Shemo Yom Yabal V'Yare V'Yimar Mipnei Nachatz Hashliach L'Motzosi Eidim Mizumonim." Because of the urgency of finding a Shliach, so I couldn't spend any more time looking for the Eidim, for the signatories, that they themselves should sign. Because in the meantime, this Shliach might leave. So because of that, I decided I'll forge the names of the signatories. In other words, he says just the reverse of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that the reason is to why the Shliach. The reason is to why we say in the case of Asui Bitrei, so they don't have to sing for Lechta, is because the only Choshe is lest the Baal will come and there will be Ma'areya that the Shliach falls. So in the case where two shluchim delivered and they say that they were appointed by the Baal, so then we don't have to worry unless the Baal will come and be married and say that the Shliach forged it, because we won't pay any attention to what the Baal says, because the Hakodah of two Eidim is conclusive. So this is all right according to the Rebbe, that once we know that the Shliach was sent, then we don't have to worry, maybe the Shliach forged it. Because the Rivoshite is to them we don't have to worry unless the Baal forged it. Once we know that the Baal sent it, appointed him with the Shliach and sent with the Shliach this get, we don't have to worry unless the Baal forged it. Because what kind of motive could the Baal have in forging a get? He doesn't have any motive. So that's all right according to the law. But according to the argument, so the whole takonim v'fonlechtam is based upon this chosh. Maybe the Baal himself will come and will say that he himself fought it. So even in the case of Asur Bitrei, we should be afraid. Maybe the Baal will come and will say that he himself fought it. So what will we tell him? How? But you appointed them Mishluchim. He'll say, true indeed, I appointed them Mishluchim. But I myself want it. So why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi, in the case of Asur Bitrei, you don't have to say for Lechta for Lechta? So he says the Kashi. V'hashti l'amgin l'hiyo l'baru m'shimochel, ki osu shtayim l'hiyo l'kita ma'atam l'nitzchich l'hiyo for Lechta for Lechta, m'yu yochel l'ima, ani chosamte yise, u'ma b'lechta l'shtayim, v'yikel l'ima, kibn l'yabe l'itrei, Drei hem keide misire. Wir geben die keide misire. Af in wir sind all die Sarkos. So the Rambam gives another pshat. The reason is why according to Rabbi, by so betray, you don't have to say for they don't have to say for that when they're done. Is because if two shluchim deliver the get, so then we have a misire. So we have a misire. So even if the Baal will come, too, there is a possibility that the Baal, a month later, the Baal will show up and will say, well, I designated these two as my shluchim to deliver the get, but I gave them a forged get. I myself forged the signatures of the signatories. So then it will still be no tragedy, because since it was handed over, the get was handed over by the two shluchim, so the two shluchim themselves are the Eidim Misire. So midraise, the get is a get kosher anyway, even though it was forged. A forged signature is no signature. So it's like no signature at all. Well, it should be worse. But it's midraise, it's like no signature at all. So mele yibnig the Baal, assuming that the Baal's time is true, she'll still be midrashes midraise. She'll still be midrashes midraise. Because true, after all, the Baal wanted to execute a get. And the only reason is why he was machtin, he forged. The only reason is why he forged the names of certain people is because he was in a hurry to give the get to the shliach, and he was afraid lest the shliach will leave. So mele, he wanted to complete the get. So he forged the chesedim. But since two shluchim delivered the get, so mele, the get was delivered in the presence of Edim Yisireh. So when the rabbi said the get is a get kosher anyway. But only with the rabbonim would be possible. Why would it be possible with the rabbonim? Because Mizuyof Miteichem. Mizuyof Miteichem. So since, even in case the husband will come and be me'are, and he will say that he himself forged the chesimus Edim, it will still be kosher with the rabbi. It will only be possible with the rabbonim. So mele, you don't have to be afraid. Alright. We read, after we read the same thing, we read, 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 we mentions the Shitas Raivet. Rove Omar, if you didn't really kind, we have seen the most of the Torah is with. ורואים השליח בהפטרי או בהפטלת שהבעל לא עושה שליח לא עושה הסגד זה לאשתי ולבנו ויסו לא יוכל למימר הבעל היא זייבת היא זייבת ולא מור לקיר so the high discussion is למה השליח בהפטרי או בהפטלת שהבעל עושה שליח לא עושה הסגד זה לאשתי ולמנו ויסו ליוכל למימר הבעל היא זייבת ולא אם הוא לא מליקים וניחלי so the terrace of the right with this דיל מאוסי לא אומר אני עצמי זייבתי לפי שלא ימצא סיידים והוא יסיסו בו שהוא כושר ומקלקלו ולא ימח בלו שהדין איסי שלא ינמם בכך שכשיצריכו חכמים כי אם שתור איזה לא יורגו משום חשש של מזיעים ברשדה so he rejects the right שלו אלא האם טיימה שאי אפשר להאמין אי בכל מוקים לימה שהבעל עושה נשליח כי שהבעל מהארי לימה לא יוסיסים מי לדעה והקולט יש שבתאירו ואף עוד מי שבמקצס מקיימס נמר השליח כי בהם שמקצוע סונמון הבעל, כמו שמסבור בפרק סקאבל, לפיכך החומים צריכים להסק מכולם דרך אחר, ושלא יהיה כאן למונס על השליחס, שלא יאמינו איסי בכל מוקים, אלא יהיה כראידס על החסים אותי כנו לימה, ופון העין, נחתם ופון הנחתם, ונמון משום לחוקים שתורס דרבנם. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is חלק כאן דרעיינת. And first of all, the Ramban says, that we agree with the Rivon. That once we know that the Baal appointed someone as a Shliach, so we don't have to be Cheshish for forgery. What do we mean Cheshish? We don't have to be Cheshish that lest the Baal himself forge it. The Baal has no motive to forge it. But the Chachomim or Misakei, the Chachomim or Misakei, that the Shliach should say before the Nechta before the Nechta. Why? Because then, if the Shliach says before the Nechta before the Nechta, so then the get becomes a Shtar Mitu. And once the get becomes shtar mikuyen, then they cannot be any here. Because there is a lo chayni machsum la shtar. Nasik im shinach karo do some bezi. So we mele, the ray of shtores is as to everything. Why aren't we chayshish whenever a shtar is produced? All kinds of sumim could occur. Now let's say, when a malve produces a shtar voye against the lady, maybe the edim are ktanim, maybe the edim are craving, maybe the edim are showing. How do we know? So when Bezdin is become lady, so then Bezdin is there and asks all kinds of questions, so maybe they know. But when a shtar is produced, we don't know anything. So all kinds of sumim there could be. So that's the aloche of edim achsum ashtar askul asim ibezdin. That we don't have to bechesh. But only if the shtar is mikuyen. If it's not mikuyen, so midiraise, it is nechkeru to some ibezdin, but midirabonon, it's not nechkeru to some ibezdin. So since midirabonon, it's not nechkeru to some ibezdin, so the chachonim gave the monies to the shniach to be mikayimet. So mainly when the shniach is mikayimet, he becomes a get mikuyen midirabon. Once he becomes a get mikuyem, there are no problems. So you don't have to be chayishish for anything. So that is only if the shliach would say for an echtu, for an echtam. So mainly the get becomes mikuyem. Once the get becomes mikuyem, we don't have to be chayishish for anything. Masheike, if the shliach would just say, I was appointed a shliach. So how do we know that he is a shliach? Now, you see, when Shliya the Rosh says that when Shliya delivers a get, so he is Nemon even without Iksav min Lashlichas. Why? Because Gitim Mechiyacho. So that's the Aloche that when a Shliya delivers a get to the Isha and he says he was appointed a Shliya by the Baal, he doesn't have to produce Eidim. Or he doesn't have to produce a ksav minu that will say that he was appointed by the Baal as a shliach to hand over the get to the isha. The fact that he has the get in his hand indicates that what he says is true. Now, I mentioned before that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raimat. Now, everybody agrees that the minu of shliach lekabole by the isha requires two edim lekimato. Now let's say kedush nigerashim requires two edim lekimato. In other words, if somebody is mikadish and isha, not in the presence of two edim, even if the husband and the wife are both made that he was mikadisher, she is still mikuyah. She is mutarzeh. Why? Because it requires edim lekimato. It's not just a question of the boy. Now, everybody is made there that the minu of the shliach likabole by the isha requires edim likimado. If the isha would appoint someone as a shliach likabole to stand in her shoes, not in the presence of edim, so then he will not become a shliach. The shlichas will not be valid. The machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet is in regard to the minu of shliach lilochi. So the shittas Rambam is, that the minu of shliach liloche does not require edim likimadomo, only the minu of shliach likabole. And the shittas Raivet is that even the minu of shliach likabole also requires edim likimadomo. The Rambam mentions a raya that the minu of shliach liloche does not require edim likimadomo, from the fact that a shliach can deliver a get to the isha, and even though he doesn't have edim. He doesn't have edim that the Baal was mamanim. So the Raivet says, no, minu of shliach liloche requires edim likimadomo. But the reason is why a shliach who does not have edim is still kosher as a shliach liloche is because gitim mechiyacho. In other words, just as Rishenim say, Now, the Rav Netam says that even according to Rav Meir, who says that Eidich Zimekar say, so still every get, every gerishin requires Eidim Isirim. Because of the halacha of in Dovah Shebe'ah Mokachas Mishnayim, that Eidim are required Mekim Adorah. So just as in Tush, when someone is Mekabish and Isha with Keset, so she's not Mekodeshes unless he gave her the Keset, he gave her the Tabas in the presence of two Eidim. So if a husband delivers the get to the Isha, even though the get has two Eidim, but if it wasn't handed over to the Isha in the presence of the Eidim Isiro, she is not Mekodeshes, even according to Rameya, who says in Chsimekas, because of Indoba Shabbat was with Naim. That's the Shita of Rameda. The Rif is Chedek. Most Rishenim are Chedek. Even the Shulchan Aruch is in Paschus, that he doesn't require Eidim Mekim Adoro. Why not? Not that he doesn't require Eidim Mekim Adoro. Because the Yechsini themselves are Eidim Mekim Adoro. Because when the Isha produces a get, how did the get come into the hands of the Isha? How? How? Because the Baal handed over the get to her. So Mele, how do we know that the Isha didn't write the get herself? The answer is, the Eidich Simo signed on the get. When the Eidich Simo finished signing the get, they don't give the get to the Isha, they give the get to the husband. How did it come to the hands of the Isha? Obviously, the husband handed it over to the Isha. So through the Eidich Simo, we have a choche that the get was handed over from the Baal to the Isha. From the Baal to the Isha. So the Mele, the Chassidim themselves are Eidim Isirim. The Rif says, the Rif, the Rambam, most Hashem, are Eidim Isirim. So the Rif says, just as the Eidim Isirim are the Eidim Nikim Adam, are the Eidim Nikim Adam. And the Gay Machine, even though no Eidim were present at the time the husband handed over the get to the Isha, why? Because of the Rai of Shtore. Because through the Eidich Simi, we know that the husband handed over the get to the Isha, so the Eidich Simi become considered as Eidim Isire, and we have Eidim Likim Adama too. So Shliach, the meaning of Shliach Lochem requires Eidim Likim Adama. But then you ask, so how about our Mishneh, I mean, when the Shliach delivers a get to the Isha, and there were no Eidim who were present at the time their husband was Mimami the Shliach, so why is it good? The answer is, since the Shliach has the get in his hands, so it's getting Mechiyach Olof, that how did the get come into his hands? What kind of Shaykhah is he to the get? Obviously, what he says, that he is appointed as Shliach by the Baal is good. So in other words, so the Eidich Simi of the get are Eidim Inu. The Raivet goes so far that they are Eidim Inu. Now, and that everybody, this is what Raivet says. Now, everybody agrees that when a Shliach is appointed, he does not, and when a Shliach is appointed, so he does, when a Shliach delivers a get to the Isha, he does not have to produce Eidim who will testify that they saw, they heard how the Baal appointed him as the Shliach. The fact that he has the get in his possession indicates that the time of the Shliach is true. So, how is it that the Rambam mentions a Raya that the Minu of Shliach Liroche, the Minu of Shliach Liroche does not require Eidim Mekim Adomo? Because we know that when a Shliach delivers the get to the Isha, he doesn't have to produce Eidim. But maybe he does require Eidim Likim Adoro. But the reason as to why he doesn't have to produce Eidim is the Raivet says, because Gitim Mechiachor. So Rab Chaim says that there is a machlikes between the Raivet and the Rambam at that one point. Everybody agrees, the Rambam and the Raivet, they all agree that as far as the Etzem Misira Saget is concerned, so the Eidich Sime are Eidim Biru and the Misira Saget. Why? Because when Eidim sign a get, why did they sign a get? Why? For what purpose? That the get should be posted on the wall as a souvenir. So why do Eidim sign a get? Why do Eidim sign a shtar? In order to execute a certain kinyan. So we're leaving sein shtar voye. So what's the purpose of the shtar voye in order to impose shtar shibudim on the nechosim? We're leaving exile shtar mechire or shtar matone. So what's the purpose of the signing? The purpose, the direct and main purpose of the signing is to effect the transfer of title. When he didn't sign a get, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of the signing of the get? What? In order to effect the king English. So in other words, so the Edim, when they sign the get, they sign it directly for the purpose that this get, after it is signed, will be handed over from the Baal to the issue. So the Mele, the Eidich Simea considered a Nibiru and the Messinas Agirash, even though at the time they affix the signature, they don't even know whether the woman will be divorced or not. Because many times it happens that the Baal tells the Eidim, sign a get, I want to divorce my wife, and then they sign the get, and then they hand it over to the Baal, and then the Baal bethinks himself, and he decides not to divorce his wife. So you couldn't say that when the Edim affixed their signatures on the get, that at that time they testify that the husband divorced his wife. Because at that time the Gerushin didn't take place as yet. So, Mimele, you couldn't say, how about the Gittin that are sent with Nesayam? So, let's say the get is executed inside by the Edim in Nissen, and then it is sent overseas to Australia, let's say, and it arrives, let's say, in Tishrei in Australia, and then the Shliach delivers the get to the Isha in Australia. Of perfecting Gerashim in order that it should be handed over from the Baal to the Isha. So the Mele, the Raya of the Chasima Saidi is considered as a Raya of Edis and as a Raya of Shtar. Masheinke, Ligabe, the Raya of the Shtar, of the Get, that he was appointed as a Shliach, many Gittin are not being given to the wife through the medium of a Shliach. Many Gittin. Most Gittin are not handed over that way. So most Gittin are handed directly from the husband to the wife. So, but here we happen to have a case of a get that is delivered to the wife, not directly from the husband, but through Shliach, through the medium of Shliach. So the mele true that we have a riot effect and the Shliach has the get is a riot that he was appointed Shliach. If he had been appointed Shliach, so how would he have the get in his possession? What business does he have with this get? So that's a raya. But that's a Yehochet studies. This is an extraneous raya, according to Rambam. So if the halacha had been that minu of Shliach Liloche requires Eidim Mekim Adomo, then a Yehochet studies wouldn't be sufficient. Then it would have to be nisbareya by Chocher Avedis. And the Raibachit is the just as we say that the Nechsime are considered Edim Misire and they're considered Edim Mikim Adoro and the Misire's Agereshin, even though at the time when they have fixed their signatures. So the Agereshin did not take place as yet. So that's the Exeris HaKosov of Shtores. So the Mele, the same Nechsime are considered as Edim not only on the Agereshin, but if the Shliach produces the get, so the Nechsime are considered as if they mean to, because otherwise the Shliach wouldn't have the get in his hands. So according to the Raibet, it's considered as a Rai of Shtores, as a Biro of Edis. And according to the Rambam, it's only considered as a Chochesoris. Now, I mentioned that. So in other words, so according to the Raibet, it's considered as a Rai of Edis. According to the Rambam, it's not considered as a Raya of Edis, it's considered as a Choches Dodis. But once the get becomes Mikoyim, then there is a raya of shtore, there is a raya, whether it's a raya of shtores or a choches dodis, that is a shliach too, because kitim lechiach olam. Mashein kein, if he doesn't say before nechtu, before nechtam, so then with Rabbanon, it's not nechtu, he do some bebezen. So maybe there wouldn't be any raya of shtores, and there wouldn't be a choches dodis either. Because if, when can there be a choches dodis if it is a shtar? So then there can be a choches dodis. But if it's not a shtar, if it's not nechtu, do some bebezen, it's no raya altogether. This is what Ramban says. Allah hayne taime. So he says, ולמחבלון, שעדין איסין שלו אינם ומכך, שיצריכו חכומים קיום שדורס לא יאמרו משומחשש שמזיעים בלשתר, אלא אם תאימה שיהיה אפשר להאמין אי בכל מוקים, לאימא שבאו עושה משליח, כשבאו מעל לאימא לא יוסיסים. מי לדעה בקורא לי שבתאירו, ואף עוד משניסס בקימס נברא שליח, קימי שמקצוץ על נאמון הבאות ושתבור פרקס קבל, לפירך חכומים, צריכים להסקיר לכולם, דרך אחות, שלו יקר אלמונס על השליחס, שלו יאמינו איסי בכל מוקים, אלו יקר אידס על החסימו, תקנו לאימא בפנלכת ובפנלכתם, ונאמו משום דחו קים שתובד רבונם. וכאשר נראה את מוז, וואי דרך החומים סי, איש יוצא בפנלכת ובפנלכתם, לא דרך החומים סי, איש יוצא אי משליח. So the Ramban says, if the שליח יוצא אי משליח, and then the bar, so the get wouldn't be מקויים. So when the Rabbanon it wouldn't be considered Nechka or Yusuf Bezim, then the Baal would be Nemon to contest the Shliach's testimony. But once the Shliach said it for Nechka for the Nechta, so maybe it becomes even with the Rabbanon Nechka or Yusuf Bezim. So then the get is a get Mikuyim. Once the get is a get Mikuyim, no one can be Me'arim. Because then everything is proven. It's Nechka or that is a Shliach. And whatever the Baal says is verbiage. I mean, we don't pay attention. Because it's considered as if it had been Nechker with us in the Bezdin, as if Elim had testified as to everything, and Bezdin had cross-examined all the witnesses and verified everything, that everything that the Elim say is true. So once the Shliach said before the Nechter, before the Nechtam, so the Meile and the Chachomim gave him the Munez, so the Meile, the Shtar becomes the Shtar Mikuyim. Once the Shtar is the Shtar Mikuyim, the Baal cannot be Me'arim, because it's Nechker Yusuf Bezdin. It's like being Me'arim against the testimony of witnesses that is Nechker Bezdin. Mashein came, if the Shliach would say, I am a Shliach, so the get would become Me'arim. So as long as the Baal is not Me'arim, all right. But the moment the Baal will become Me'arim, he'll certainly be Nemun to pass the get, because it's not Nechker Yusuf Bezdin with Rabbah. So that's why the Chachomim were misaken that the Shliach should say from Nechtu for the Nechtam rather than Ayim Shliach. All right.
Now, but then there is a certain difficulty in the Ram. The Ram So he doesn't mention Now it further on says the time because the initial denominational barrel the Shutak Mulino. So he doesn't mention Igunim. But then further he mentions the time of Igunim. And he says, So the Bain Rabbi Bain Robin Abi Yishim Shimigunim to whoever is like a name of. So he says, Yeshlema, the lady get after the baby became Ike Igun. So in other words, so he mentions the time of Igun. Now the question is, so he mentions Baguette is shy of the time of Igun, but the question is, according to the Rambam, we don't even have to resort to the time of Igun Baguette, because Get is not in the moment. Well, the answer is, Gabi Get itself, if we are to consider the heter of the issue to get married, that you'll see in the discussion by the Rambam. So then, of course, Get is not in the moment. So it's not shy to say it, I mean, exactly for you. It's only a question of Isabeta. But suppose now the Isha produces a get. So the Alokhi is, she produces a get, there's no be matter of Nosei, and furthermore, she'll collect the Ksubit. She'll collect the Ksubit. As far as the Ksubit is concerned, that's a good moment like Star Gore. So then you should say, Kabinet, so why do we say that an Isha, if she produces a get, she can get married, and she can collect the Ksubit. There is already the moment. So the reason why she can collect the Ksuba without you, that's because of the good. Because if she will not be able to collect the Ksuba, then she will have difficulties in getting married too. So maybe it's because of the Gune. So regarding the heter to get married, then it's based just upon the fact, according to Iran, that's not a woman. But to collect the Ksuba, then it's based upon the fact that we should be good like a rabbi. So in other words, so the time of Higuna, so even the Rishayim will say that the time of death is because it's not in the moment. That's only regarding the heter to get married. But they also resort to the time of Higuna regarding collecting the soul. Alright. Now next time, I would like to go over the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara, with all the cases, up to the road of my time on the track. So, the reason is why we are not paying to it by death, not the space of sex because of the Gune, but because the issue is not nominational bar. In other words, see, that the Aruch HaTaminen, which is based upon the Pesach Pesach Tichuvim, and the only Shire, when there is a Baldoro, so Bersin has to be claimed for the Baldoro of all times, that he couldn't be there, because he's a Yerush, he's a Rekiyach, he's not in a position to know all the facts. Or the Shalei the Follow. And but by Get is a heter, it's not a nominational bar, but the Rambam also says Sheini is soon given nameless and won't motion the Rabbi. Now, then I mentioned at the very end, so why was the Ram says at the end that it's because of the Gune. That's why we don't do this. I mentioned the Ram. So then they said, the Ram said, but according to Ram, why does he have to say because of the Gune? It's not shayach to say Taminon because he's the Mitzvah of Dovah. So I said, the Ram says that regarding the Ksuvim. As far as the Heter in Osi is concerned, so there is no Dovah. But as far as the Gvias Ksuvim is concerned, so when the Isha tries to collect the Ksuvim, then the bar is really Baldova. Now, the Aloch is that in Eretz Yisrael, so where there is no Takonu from Lechel or from Lechtam, so then the Isha is the Teres when you're saying without the Shriya saying from Lechel or from Lechtam, and without it here, and it is to be presumed that the Isha can collect the Ksuvim too. this is in collaboration with you. So the question is, why can she collect extra rain? And here you cannot say because there is no Baba, because you so far as the degree of extra rain is concerned, so the Baal is about Baba. So the reason is why the Ishe is not only mechanical in Moshe, without Shri Mashda, but she is also able to collect extra rain, that's because of the Yud. That's what the reason. But actually, there is no kashrut against the Ran altogether. Because when the Ran says here, when the Ran says that the Beni Rabbe, Beni Rabbe Gabi Isha Mishim Yidinu Yitru, so the Ran does not have reference to the case of Hamedi Get Be'arz Yisroel, where there is no deal for an Echter or for an Echter. And the Ran is this, and the Ran is saying that the reason is why the get is good without the Echter is because of the good. Then there will be a kasha. The Ran is not saying that. The Ran has reference to the Gemara. Now the Gemara is the kasha in Monashah. If we require, if we have to verify that it's before an Echter, before an Echter, so how is the Shmiach Memon done with the Echot? So the Gemara says that neither I say so according to Rabbi, because of King Mishmo, and according to Rabbi, because it's not so much fast as it is, so we don't need any other, not even by the Shriach. But the Chachabon in the Atzrechei, so the Ochem Mishmo, it didn't have to Rabbi. So the mayor in the Baal comes later, after the Shriach, did pay for Nechta and for Nechta. And he's not there, so the Baal is not the Nemo. So the Gemara itself says, here the time of Mishim is not the Rabbanon. In case where the Farnach of Farnachan is required, like in Chutzlore, and the Shriach said the Farnach of Farnachan, and then subsequently the Shriach got it, or the Farnach of Farnachan, the Baal was not there, so the Baal is not Nemon. Why? Why is the Baal not Nemon? Because we believe the Shriach, as against the will of the Baal. So that is because of the Gemara. This is what the Ram has reference to. The Ram does not have reference when the Ram says, that the reason is why Gabilisho, we don't require training. He doesn't have reference to maybe get the Artisoya, where no Fanachal Fanacham is required, and the Ran explains as to why, without the Fanachal Fanacham, without Kim Shores. So the get is good. He doesn't try to explain that. He just tries to explain the reason as to why in Chutzlores, where the Fanacham is required, and where the Shia did say the Fanacham. And then the Baal came in and was Miharia, so the Baal is not Nemo. Why? Because we believe the Shriach. Why do we believe the Shriach against the Lord the Baal? That is because of the Gune. Then when you do it, as a matter of fact, the Ramban, the Ram himself, comes to the conclusion again. Now, he does mention the Shri Shemi, that the Lord is where, from the Lord is not required, so the issue is allowed to get married without the Faranachta. But, and so the Sam Shem will say that not only can she get married, but she can collect the Ksuvah too, without the Faranachta. Why do the Shem say that? Not because of the Gunim. They say that because you see that Ksuvah from Yilma. Because there's the Gemara in the Gemara, the Shtinosi, in the Nisach HaKsuvah. So he writes to the Shtinosi. I mean, now the Nisach HaKsuvah doesn't appear. But the Shtinosi, where Akhira Titli Mashikot Shtinosi. So the collection of the Ksuvah is contingent upon the Heter Inosi. So where she is Mutar for Inosi, she is able to collect the Ksuvah. So maybe that some Hussein would say that Me'arz Yisrael, where there is not only Chutzlores, where the Farnachta is required, and the Shriach did say the Farnachta. So we believe the Shriach. So initially the Ra'u get married, and also to collect, she's able to collect the Ksuvah. That is not subject to any kind of shame. But as some shame will say that even as Israel, where the Farnachta is not required at all, so the Isha is able without even though the Shriah didn't say the Farnachta, maybe about Israel, and the Shriah didn't say the Farnachta, it's not required, they didn't say the Farnachta, the Isha is able to collect the Shriah. Why is the Isha able to collect the Shriah? So some shame say, because you say that it was a human. The Gemara in Yivon is that for Chizal, the Shekinosi, the Achaya, Titli, Ksuvosi. So the collection of the Ksuvah is contingent upon the ability to get married. So no one is not. As she can get married, so she can collect the Ksuvah, like the Ksuvah. Now, and so why did these Rishayim have to resort to that time? The answer is, we cannot apply the time of the Ram, what the Ram says. The Ram says that we are not paying dues that we get in the outer soil because the initial is not an initial vow. That's why we have a mercy, so the vow is not about the law, so we cannot be paying the dues. But we gather in the collection of the tshuva, so the vow is about the law. So in the way, we should be paying the dues. But in the only business, why is Sam Hashem saying that the Amir get the outer soil, the Shriya didn't take it from the Nechta? So the Yishei is able to collect the Sura, that's because of a special halacha of Rishitinosi, Tishrikshivosi, that the collection of the Sura depends upon the Sura to get married. Then the Ram himself, in the end, comes to the conclusion, no, that in the Arts Yisrael, in Chutzlore, so in the Ram, where the family of is required, so the Shriya was again in Chutzlore. And he said, the family of so, and he's in Hemon, and he's never with Yadu, like you only was saying, like the Oino say, so he's also Lemon, we got the collection of Tixuvetu, because of this Alokeo, Shinosira Akeo, Tixuvetu. So even though money requires plenty, and the Shriak is only in Jehovah, but here, this money, the money of Tixuvetu, depends upon the head of Oino. So, but that is only Shaya sent around, Gabin, maybe get the Chutzlo. Marbid, get the Chutzlo. Where the Shriak has to say for Nata, where the Shriak did say for Nata. Or even maybe get the Altisroel, where the Shriah happy to say for Yachta. How many of the Sakin that they should say? But suppose he did say for Yachta, so then we have to spoil too. If the Shriah did say for Yachta, he didn't always have himself to say. But if he did say, so he has no money. So in such a case, they had to leave what is absolute. So in any way, we say that the ability to collect it so great depends upon the ability to get married. Which is not an act of God. But suppose one thing is what he gets now to spoil. And we did say it from Yachta for Yachta. So then, she wouldn't make it to collect Mitzvah. When we cannot apply the principle of Shishnos Lachir to Tzivosir, when can we apply the principle of Shishnos Lachir to Tzivosir, where the ability to get married and to stay with the husband is absolute? But, in the case of family, he gets out his lawyer. He doesn't have to say it from Yachta for Yachta. But suppose he gets married. And then, the vow will come and he'll be married. What does she have to do? She has to leave the husband. So the ability to get married and stay with the husband is not absolute. There is no absolute heter in it, because it might be the period. Let's say, if the vow will come and be married, so then she will not be able to get married. If she's foolish, yes, and it's going for that time, so then the ability to get married is absolute. Even if the vow will come and be married, so we still not, we're not going to be married. But then she can't get married as well. And she didn't say for that time. Suppose the vow will come to marry her then, she will not be able to get married. And if she got married already before the vow came, she'll have to be the husband. So the ability to get married is not absolute. So in such a case, we cannot say, look, she's not like her because she was there. That is only where the heter of Rinose is absolute. But in this case, where it's not absolute, so maybe we don't apply the principle of Shnos Lachet to the Tzivosir, so maybe, by a maybe, get the Arts Yisroel. We didn't say for Nechtel, for Nechtel, so the Ishe cannot collect the Tzivosir. Cannot collect the Tzivosir, why not? If so far as the Nechtel Yisroel is concerned, so we say the Ishe is not from initial Baal. But if so far as the Tzivosir is concerned, so the Baal is about the law, so we are paying Yisroel. But in case where Shriya did say for Nechtel, for Nechtel, then the heter will not say that to us. Even the vow comes with Mashiach in a day. So then we apply the principle of Shnos Lachet and Tzivosir. But where the Shriah didn't say for Nechtel for Nechtel. So then we cannot apply the principle of Shnos Lachet and Tzivosir. So in the command, she cannot collect the Tzivosir. That's the Shita of the Ram. Yes?
I thought the first question
was about
the matrimonial thing. Even in Chutzlore, so we didn't find Nechtel for Nechtel.
Anyone needs other Tzivosir. The first washing of the that you want out.
Yeah,
I'm cut up the bone
of
her fossil. What is this talking about still?
Well, the bone
comes
in on
your heart and you get to become possible. No, the finishes and faces are with respect to the halalim of the Gemara, the kind of maxim of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks the maxim is, how does the bone now fossil? So what's the pshat, how does the bone now fossil? Whether it means, will fossil, that you will become fossil, or fossil, there will be a lot. People will believe the laws, but the gift itself of the Dino Rabbi comes from. So these two Shemes and Tesis have reference to that maxim of the Gemara. And then the parents of the Gemara is that he used the bow. Because it's died to Rimara Nafshe, the Shriach is died to Rimara Nafshe, so even if the bow comes, it will make the Chilobe. The two Shemes The two machines, first of all, Tesis does not have reference to Tzuvah, Pashay Tzuvah. Tesis has reference to the Rehebeliyon. And the two machines only have reference to the match. Alright, now I want to point out, to correct what I said at the end of last year, that there is a sphere in the Ram. There is no sphere in the Ram, because when the Ram mentions the concept of Yigune, it's not regarding maybe get the Art Israel. It's regarding maybe get the Chutz Loretz, where the Shriah did say before the Rechel find that Ram. And then the Baal came, so it's like the Chiron Bay. So the Chiron Bay. So why is that? Because of Yigune. That is the moment that is because of Yigune. But in the Ram, but maybe get the Art Israel. So then the Ram doesn't even mention the concept of Yigune. And there the Ram's own shitty is, that you cannot collect the Ksuv. Why? Because the Ksuv is Yuyet. As far as the Ksuv is concerned, so the Baal is about Dovo. Shachin is Yuyet. But she's Mutzera for Yonosei. And the other Shein is wrong, that she can't collect the Ksuv, so it's for a different reason. Because you say that Ksuv was Yach Nilmei. There's no Zerachar yet. You say that Ksuv was Nilmei. There's no Zerachar yet. So there is special aloha, that the collection of the Ksuv is contingent upon the ability of the woman to get married. If the woman is allowed to get married, for whatever reason it might be, if she's allowed to get married, so she can collect the Ksuv. Alright. Now, Rabbi Gemara Nikashe, my time. What is the reason for this aloha that the Shliach has to say from that to the point? So, Rabbi Omar, with the Shemkin Rishmo, Rabbi says the reason is because the Chutz Loretz, they're not going to Shmo. So Rashi says, "In Bnei Mdines Hayam, Bnei Toro, Bnei Mdines Shetori Chlisri Faget Lishay Meish, Uproxi, Because of your Bnei Faces, Lo Zahay Meish." Now, so, from this Rashi, you can infer that if someone doesn't know the Aloch of Lishmo, he's not, he cannot be considered Bnei Toro. So Rashi says, "In Bnei Mdines Hayam, Bnei Toro, Bnei Mdines Shetori Chlisri Faget Lishay Meish, Uproxi, Because of your Faces, Lo Zahay Meish, Hidach Nimer Ashliya, Bipona Nechta, Bipona Nechta." So then, so the question of all is, in Rashi's mind, all right? So, Tam is because of Mishmo, the Tam is because of Mishmo, so let him say Mishmo, he just says, the Mishmo just best mentioned before an Echta. So Rashi says, in Mishmo, he just said Mishmo. Clearly, the Shmiach says, before an Echta. So, until he says before an Echta, so we can't even ask him, Mishmo, not Mishmo. Because how do we know that he even observed the writing of the text, or the timing of the text? So first he has to say, Then, there's an asking, Rishmo, you say you observe the writing and the signing of the gift, was it written Rishmo or not? So he then says, that's Rashi Shita, Tesis is Chiz. Tesis holds that he doesn't have to spell it out in so many words, Rishmo. In other words, it's Tomer, Rishmo Kamas. If they say, so it's Tomer, Rishmo Kamas. Alright, the Rashi Shita is that he has to spell it out. Umeish I knew in the Rishmo, going the race, who come in before us, my time will ask the school, and I'm in the Rishmo. So Yimora says, because he's the covenant required him to say the very outset. Rishmo also may die and so on. Right. Now, Hoboma, the official name is Trinikan. The name is Trinikan. Now, just one second. So, Rashi's Shita is that the real according to Rabbi, so the reason is why the connection is required, because the name is Yamanah's book in the Rishmo. Now, take this as the Kashi. Tehidah said the Kashi, why that the Rishmo? Moment, they're not Mitzor, so there are so many Alokas. So he doesn't know. If one is not a Mitzor, so he doesn't know any of the Dinim Gershon. Why that the Rishmo? So, all the Shedim has the Kashi. All the Shedim has the Kashi. The Rishmo is the Asogis on the lead. He also has the Kashi, and he agrees with Rashi that it's, the Pshat is a empty. But he says, that even though it's in Kiyan, it doesn't mean that they don't know, well that's the Pshat in the Raya, it doesn't mean that they don't know the meaning of Ocher. They know that there is Aloch of Mishmo, they know there is Aloch of Mishmo, there is Aloch of Mechugan Fossil. They heard all these things, but they don't know the seriousness of these Aloch. To them, it's Aloch, but you might forget on it. If it is very serious. So you might forget on it. So in Mele, regarding the other Alokas, we don't have to be afraid. Because as long as they know all these Alokas. They don't know how fundamental these Alokas are. They don't realize that if it's not Rishmo, so the get is no get, it has to be Alme, and the Isha is removed in Ishishish, and it doesn't make any difference, yes hardship or no hardship, it doesn't make any difference. It's no get. That they don't know. But the feeling that they are such feelings, more move their mouth easily, you know. But they don't know how basic and important these are. So in many ways, there is any sensation to ignore that. They think it's all right. They think that's the extent of the lack of ideas. So in many ways, the other beings, as much as we know the beings, they just don't realize how important these things are. But there is no reason why we should be afraid. Maybe for some motive, they had to violate this hour. Mashenke is more, so they might have had the motive to ignore this hour. Why? Because of some reason. Because suppose they had a debt ready made with the name and everything, and it was a hardship to them to write, to execute a new debt, which more is an issue from above, which is here. So maybe they use this very many debt, but by other things, there is no, it's not likely, I mean, that because of convenience they should have to ignore any of the other. But with more, it might be likely that because of convenience they will ignore this other opportunity, because of the possibility that they have a ready made debt. Ready made debt. Oh, he said, after anyone who allows the formation of such a ship of staff to another human stream, they will bow them and order. He has no motive. I will show you more, Mr. Shasik, and taste it in the story, which is your big story, when you start up on this woman. I'll tell what is happening, show you more, Shema Asik, and he's walking, the host of Asik, the Asik, the Asik, no, 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 they know all of it. They know it's more, and they know it's not much better. They know all of it. But, how it goes, because of it's more, you need that when it's a gross. The empty, perish and face is in the gross of it. They just don't care for it. So that's why it's safe for us to come back. Now, I didn't see anyone raising the question, but they come from some start, a little difficult. What is that? If we know all of it, not what we know, that it's required with the eyes there and the face of an gross. What is your? They don't believe in it. In other words, they reject certain halachas of the Pirush Baal Peh. So then, if the Sefer rejects the halacha of the Pirush Baal Peh, so even if he likes the Shmo. Now the Rambam there is a halacha that in Chalshav and Fares, if he likes it yet, so he gets his bottle in the rice. Because it's starting for Dabo. If he doesn't believe in it, and the Rambam says in the Shkite, the Gadeh, the Yisroi, the Hakita, the Hero. So also, if he doesn't believe, so is the Mumeh. So he's Shkite, and the Rambam applies the same halacha. Same halacha regarding get also. That if a mumah writes a get, so he gets his book. In other words, even if he writes a shmoy, the form is over here. Just as an atom, just in the case where an atom writes a get. From that to Rambam, so a Kalman mentions that a halacha of atom, I'll type in Africa, that is not the meaning of the tears, because it doesn't write a shmoy. If it had been the meaning of the tears, so how could the Rambam apply it in Chalshav Lefaresim or Akhbir? How could the Rambam apply it? It's just because there is a locha that Mumeh is the atom, so does it mean that all the ultimates that apply to an atom apply also to his own Mumeh? The locha of the atom is shayach with the beginning. Because in the very world, it cannot be material with the shkite. So we say, the Mumeh cannot be material with the shkite either. But if it is a meaning of ultimate, because an atom doesn't entertain the carbonalism, so an atom doesn't entertain the carbonalism, but his own Mumeh may be dark. And if you are going to say that his own woman is much as he is in a family, so he doesn't entertain the Holy Spirit, why is asking Michal Shabbat Haresi? Another value to all, why is asking Michal Shabbat Haresi? So Michal Shabbat Haresi is because he's got Michal Dovo, so he sees the halacha that he cannot accept the Holy. Not because he doesn't entertain the Holy Spirit. He cannot accept the Holy Spirit. So in the way, someone of Shabbat Haresi comes and says that he's in a young. So, I'm a Christian, so they know all these things. They know they're from Shmoto. They just don't believe in that, was it? Now, it's one of the reasons why I want to hear about that, he came from the Jewish about that. Doesn't make any difference whether he denies the whole Jewish about that or just one part of it, or one of the Jewish about that, as the Morin Chir says. So, in any way, even if it was written in Shmoto, even if the Shriach says it was written in Shmoto, but if he doesn't believe, so he doesn't defend the Shmoto. So, we have to say, in regard to Amitam, what the Vesiyosef says in regard to the Rambam Lechashkite. The Rambam Lechashkite on one hand says that he says, or in Chosal Vahesia, or a chief of the Heo. So, Moshe Chayim. So then, so Shkitosi is there. Why? Because the Mumeh Die zijn moeder vatten, alleen in die moeder is gaten gewoon nog, dat was het maak om genaamd. Die maak je dus getrasseen, zo, die moeder kan die maak dus getrasseen. Zeen, de Rambam zegt, en je had goed in baba schussen, om een geschiedenis. En je had goed in baba schussen, je schat toe, schietossen, je, in rood, in naar in, in naar in, in naar in, zo, schietossen naar zo. Ik heb die zon, die wil die teelsje wel te, zo, die maak je, het slotte, dat de hemel naak me kolden, zo die niet mag schieten. Ze maak je, die nodig, zo nog schieten, zie je, dros, zeg, wat, nodig, nog schieten. Zo is nodig. Wat die vergeen brengen, niet zo? Zo de eentje tot zo'n tijd. Zo de kostje naar wijze. En de ramen die zelf zei, dat ik geen schoon ga schouder van rechtje, of ik gooi dat kind op het bureau. Zo, als je schocht had, zoals je tot in het ene, die niet vergeen brengen. Zijn in de ramen die je geschiedenis zei, schnaaien dat kind, en ik denk, oh, dat kind op het bureau, dat kind op het bureau, je balke, je balke. Zo die is tot in die asso. Zo de ramen, zo de bestioos heb zei, dat in de, just as the Rambam says, you have mumbled, that the Kareem, who young to your black son, he's for the world, why? Because they were for others' way. They were for others' way. So, Menele, like a Finnish Mishbo, so he doesn't get, so he doesn't get his name of Mumbai, so Menele is looking by Jesus, and the Rambam doesn't say, so he goes by Jesus. The Rambam is a shiver, and he says, we got him here from my boy, so he says, like a kid, he has no fear from my boy, so he says, he can show me to by Jesus. He doesn't mention him, looking by Jesus, looking by Jesus, like a kid from my boy, because they were for others' way. But only, so he goes by Jesus. So, here the Rambam says, I'm speaking about Jesus in Jesus, not so little Jesus, so little Jesus himself, so that, saying the phenomenon, so that he didn't say, well, he didn't say, well, he didn't say, but speaking about Jesus, they have a human condition in Yibo, so he don't have a human mumma, so, but so, but he say, well, he didn't say, so, then the Shkite Yashua, because maybe they castled the Shkite, but maybe they didn't slaughter the Torah in accordance with the Yibo Shkite, but the Shkite Yashua, she doesn't say, so, she wasn't say, why? Because they're finished in Yibo. Now, so, when the Rambam says, when he says, the Holy has taken pain, and when how was it in front of Holy Shmoy, and he didn't have to meet. So, it means, they are both people who have taken, but at the same time, they are Maraxim. One can be both people who have taken, can know the fundamental rhythm of taking, and still be, and be that moment. So, in other words, so the Kfira in the Din of, the Kfira in the Din of the Shmoy, originates in the Maraxim, in ignorance. So the Mele, so he's not a mark of the case here, he's not a mark of the case here, he does not have a deen of Mumma. But he has to say before the Nechtel of Nechtan to ascertain, to make sure that it was written Lishmo. If it was written Lishmo, he would know the same thing. Reject the Aruch of Lishmo because of ignorance, but the Mumma, he's not. Alright, now, Rodoma. I don't understand what you're saying. Rabbi Tam says that they think that the hand washing because of the Shmoy in the nearest one is a person. They don't believe that one. So the Tanner who says that this is going to wash it, that the sheep of that Tanner is also part and parcel of the Yotam, okay. But on the deal of the Shmoy, there is no Machlekes. There is no Machlekes on the deal of the Shmoy. So if someone denies the deal of the Shmoy, you can keep on the Yotam, okay. Doesn't make any difference whether they stay for the whole Yotam, okay, or part of the Yotam, okay. Yes?
So the and so how do
you
know that they were
there and
they
come out
for
the small
because the people in their time were
Amarashim? No, because everybody knew that the Chachamim were mistaken in front of Yachta because of Mishmo. So maybe when Mishmo Yachta said before Yachta, it is presumed that he knew before Yachta Mishmo.
What's the
shot
that the
Alaha Shalom did? I mean, Shalom Shalom. Because that's what they had done. Alaha Shalom did, Alaha Shalom did, when they started to believe. All right. Now, so, Rodoma, we should enter into the time. And Rodoma says, the reason why for Nechtav, the Chachamim are mistaken for Nechtav, is because there is no transportation, no communication between in Chutz La'aretz, between one Yidin and the other. So, the Mele, we have to say for Nechtav, and that will be in lieu of two. My life, what's the community between Rabbi Stam and Rabbi Stam? Even now that's you the prey. Now then here, we have a Machweke, Russian thing. That's you the prey, which may not be sure to retouch. The idea, you think that's the snake. Wir haben wollen immer, wir wollen nicht immer. Schare Schneide, wie Jahre Baal, habe ich zu ihm gekannt. So rasch ist er, der Riesen ist dabei gekommen. Zu ihm zu erfolgen, zu ihm habe ich zu etwas sehen, und ich habe gesagt, ich habe zu mir schon, dass ich wirklich mag. Und so haben wir because maybe then we won't find any ladies who will identify the signatures. But if the fish will hit, so in case the question arises, so then these two, will be able to identify the signature. So Taisvet is held on the chakra. First of all, we start to keep a diet. We can keep them tight. We can put them in prison, I mean, in reserve, so that if the question arises, so we'll be able to use them to identify. And then, the mother says, I should betray. It could be I should betray, and still, the two shluchim deliver the gift. From which way, I'm not able to identify the signature. Because the shliach has to be able to identify the signature. So the Gemara should say, only if the two who deliver the gift, they themselves are familiar with the signatures, with the signature of the witnesses. But suppose two deliver the gift, and they themselves are not familiar with the signatures of the witnesses who sign the gift, they could be retired. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, a few betrayed. So the case says, there's another plan. A few betrayed. Because when can we be chesish? Maybe it was written shall we wish for. When can we be chesish? Sometimes that was one. When can we be chesish? Maybe it's missing yet. If we don't know, if we're not absolutely certain as to whether they are sure. But, now see, betrayed by others, I bow show. He soon in the hand of Lena, we shall ask. You're a former retirement. Schneider looks at him for an echo. Umar, you know, for a dear show me the hand. Or hide it, Hashim, I shall have to be lazy against him. In the stomach, he shall ask, yes, to give us a good hot lasso. So when can we be gracious? Give me the rabbon, what can we be gracious? In the right way, we never have to be gracious. But give me the rabbon, when can we be gracious? Lest it's misery, if there are no two able to testify that they are sure. Mashenchi is to deliver the death. So they themselves are playing. And they say that they are shooting. So we know that the Baal sent them. We know that the Baal sent them. So we know that the Baal himself executed the death. If we know that the Baal himself executed the death, so what? So then the only possibility is, if it is Mitzvah, we have two forces. The Baal himself forced the signature of the witnesses. That we don't have to do. That's an impossibility. That the Baal himself who sent the death to a Shliach. The Baal himself who sent the death to a Shliach. So he should force the death. That's what we do. I mean, it's like in Yerushalayim, in the Chosel Talcha. So then you ask, so why won't we have to live in the gift, not to? Why does he say for that to one and a half of Mordechai? Mordechai, after all, he has to get with him. So he's eating the vehicle. That he is the Shliach. So in the middle, he shouldn't say. So we know that the Baal appointed the Shliach, and once we know the Baal appointed the Shliach, so it's impossible that it's easy. The food is dying for the Baal. Well, the Baal wouldn't be dying. In the Chosel Talcha. So the answer is, there, we have to be chesish in the Rabban. True, legal, I say. So, if one Shliach doesn't bring the get, so he also says he's in the fear about the fact that he has the get with him, even though he's not a big submitter. If he has a submitter, so then it's like, even justifying that he was a point of Shliach. But if one, so but legal, I say, if the Shliach delivers the get, and he has the get with him, so the fact that he has the get with him, so the Messiah of that he was appointed Shriach. If he hadn't been appointed Shriach, how would he have get his possession? As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that only the meaning of Shriach is a bullet requires any Muslim at all. But the meaning of Shriach requires any Muslim at all, but it doesn't require any Muslim at all. That's what the Rambam says. So, and the Raya, so the Rambam says, how do we know the video of Shliach, the Rilochet does not inspire any Mishima at all? The Raya is, that when Shliach, the Rilochet delivers the gift, so it's good. But if it requires any Mishima at all, how is it good? Then there is no way. So you see, the video of Shliach, the Rilochet, does not require any Mishima at all anymore. So the Raya is not. I think it's in the Gimbal of the Dalek Rilochet. So he's not. So he says that just as the new of Shriach is a bullet requires anything at all, insofar as the new of Shriach is a bullet takes anything for ashes, knowing that it requires anything at all. So the Ayat says just as the new of Shriach is a bullet requires anything at all, so the new of Shriach is a bullet also requires anything at all. Or pretend with the Rambam mentions the Ayat, but we know that the Shriach delivers the gift Ich will auch noch erhöhen, jetzt so ein Sturm, was Sie sehen, ich weiß, dass jemand doch mal weiß, ich an, soll ich nicht mal nicht So ich sage, soll ich nicht hören, wenn jemand doch, die kommt die Dinge sehr hoch. So just, es muss geschehen sein, oh, ich sehe, ich setze am Tag. That even though there is a lot of things that are not going to be able to do it, so even if you have to say maybe so the Christian is not going to do it, because even has to see, has to see the Christian, and the same Allah has wise conversion also, still most the same thing, and we pass it for all, like most the same, not like other times, that if a get was delivered to a mission, and the get has a yichsina, even though he does not have any direct, or the same thing is the Christian to place to stop, not to say, and it was means that, shall we say any direct, so it would push in and it would always kill it. But this is a lot of the Lord of the Elbow. Because in the Lord of the Elbow, it's not. So it's not as a question of whether you see it out, you see it out, it's concerned. And we pass in the Lord of the Elbow. So the Lord is that in the city is open. It is yet out there, but the city is open. But there is another side of it. With the Lord of the Lord of the Elbow, it's not. There's pushing it and there she would require us to live with him at all. So if somebody is here, he's a tabak, he shall not be a presence of him. So the Christian is not valid, he's no, we know that it happened. They are both saying it. So if he did the day, the head of the sinner was not in the presence of the sinner, so it should not be valid to begin the shtah in the place. If he's not in the presence of the sinner, he's going to the sinner, it should not be valid. So what does he say? And no way she needs. And this is how he's asking, that in his mind, that the fact that Misha owns the gate, and they are in the sinner. So that's a riot. That's a riot that the gate was means after her, because otherwise how would we be at the gate? Well, maybe the sinner signed the gate, they wouldn't. So then they wouldn't get to the bar, how would they would give it to the lockdown, they wouldn't give it to Misha, they would give it to the Baal. How did it come to Misha's hand? Obviously, it's when Misha has from the Baal's hand into the Misha's hand. So who did Misha? So the Misha themselves are in Misha. So they are buried in the Chiyadol. They are buried in the Chiyo. They are in the Chiyadol. Why? Because Shtom in the Chiyah, the Chiyo of Misha. So here too, the Israel says, Enoch Nami, the middle of the year, of the middle of the Shulach and Locha requires the Nishim Adol. Because of the middle of Shulach and Locha, why should there be a difference? But the reason is why, if it's Shulach and Locha, we should get, without it, testify, that they saw, that they bow upon Shulach and Locha, so it's still good, because it's considered like a year. Because the fact that he has the gap in his hand. So we see from the item, that once Shulach, the river is a gap. So the great effect that he had the possession of the day, that he felt in the library, that he was this man here, a Shulach we want. And he didn't know that I was cheating in, that he didn't know Shulach Allah required a little bit of law, so here we have a little bit of law. Who are the little bit of law? They are the Hasine of the gate. They are aiding, not only on the generation, but they are also aiding on the new Hasine. So, according to the library, so we certainly, the possession of the get is certainly the right that he was mismanaged by Rocha. But he's going to the Rambam. The Rambam says that he mentions the right that the Minyosh of Rocha does not require the Mishima Dolo. Because he did not require the Mishima Dolo. So then, if it's Shulach with Rocha, the way that he gets it wouldn't be good because there are no reasons. And he's hurt on the right. He holds that the possession of the get is not considered to be a substitute for the Eidim. So why is it always so high explained in Sefer? He said because insofar as the Gerashim is concerned, so the Yachsimo, they are Eidim HaGodeh, and the Gerashim, because that is the purpose of the execution of the death. I mean, why the Gerashim? To be delivered to the Isha, I mean, that's the only purpose of the death. So the Meile, the Chassima Seyid, he is considered as an Eidim. And Gershon, because that is the very purpose of the Gershon. Of the execution again. Why do you write again? And the Gershon of the Gershon. So the Meile, the Chassima are considered as Eidim of the Gershon. Even though the Eidim signed it, let's say, in Israel. And the Gershon was delivered in the Gershon Salaam, in another beginning, let's say, 6 months later. And when the Eidim signed the Gershon, they had no idea whether the Gershon would ever reach the hands of the Gershon or not. But that's the halacha, once it reaches the end of the Yisho. So then the Eidim Hakimo, they become the Eidim and the Gershon. Because that is the very purpose of the signing of the Gershon. In order that it should be delivered to the Yisho. Mashiach came with that in the Yisho.